This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, LANL Plutonium Facility Vulnerable to Collapse. The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board wrote to Department of Energy Secretary Stephen Chu of the growing concern about the possible collapse of the plutonium facility, also known as PF-4, at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, if an earthquake occurred on the Pajarito Plateau. In the January 3, 2013 letter, the board wrote, quote, "The large plutonium inventory of PF-4, coupled with the facility's proximity to the public, creates the potential for very high off-site dose consequences if the building were to collapse," end quote. Communication between the DOE and the board about this issue has been ongoing. In an earlier response to the board on November 5, 2012, Thomas D'Agostino, a DOE administrator, revealed, quote, "New information became available in September 2012 that indicates a rare large earthquake may induce additional structure failure modes," end quote, at PF-4. D'Agostino said that his agency is conducting more analysis, quote, "to determine what additional safety controls may be needed," end quote. Robert H. Gilkison, registered geologist and LANL whistleblower, has been studying the seismic issues since 2009. He has found, based on LANL documents, that the seismic risk at LANL is greatly underestimated and that DOE has not followed its own standards for seismic safety. In fact, Gilkison has found the DOE must double the ground acceleration rate, or gravity, from 0.5 to 1 for proper seismic safety controls. The growing concern about LANL seismic danger is also gaining attention within the federal government. With the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act 2 weeks ago, Congress requires the Government Accountability Office, GAO, to conduct a review of the DOE's interim plutonium strategy at LANL. This strategy is DOE's response to the deferral of the proposed Chemistry and Metallurgy Research Replacement Project nuclear facility. Gilkison, CCNS, and Honor Our Pueblo Existence were asked to present their concerns formally to the GAO, as well as to answer a series of questions. In response, Gilkison prepared a three-part paper focused on the growing seismic danger for plutonium operations across the LANL site. Last week, Gilkison and representatives from the non-governmental organizations met with the GAO in Albuquerque for 2 hours. Gilkison and representatives from CCNS and HOPE then traveled to Washington, D.C. for 3 days of meetings with the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board and congressional staffers about the increasing seismic danger at LANL. At PF-4, a number of structural upgrades are underway, but completion will take years. The board urged DOE to take steps in the meantime to reduce the possible consequences of a collapse of PF-4, including reducing the large plutonium inventory. They requested the DOE respond to the PF-4 structural collapse issues within 60 days. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at our website, nuclearactive.org.